Well, Alexia, here we are. Time to get our weekend on. And it is the weekend before Valentine's Day. And dare I say, there's lots to do.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to do, especially on Saturday.
Okay, so talk to me about Cupid's Chase. This has been going on for 9 years now.
Yeah, it's the ninth annual Cupid's Chase that's taking place on Saturday at 9 a.m.
And it takes place down in Mesilla, correct?
Yes.
Historic Mesilla Plaza, 9 a.m., race day, registration starts at 7 a.m. So what's this all about, Cupid's Chase? I know I've heard about it before. It's a 5K run.
Yeah, it's a 5K run, and it's kind of fun because people who are in relationships get a red shirt, and people who are singles get a white shirt to wear for the race.
Really?
Yeah, I actually participated in it probably 4 years ago.
What were you wearing?
A white shirt at the time, but now I would be wearing a red shirt.
Did you make a connection back then?
No.
No?
No. I guess the shirts are so you can mingle, find other singles and mingle with them. But
were there many singles? Talk to me about this. This is very interesting to me all of a sudden.
There were quite a few white shirts when I went, but more red shirts, I think, for some reason.
Oh, so it's a thing for happy couples to go and do.
Yeah, a lot of couples do it together.
All right, well, let's get the singles out there. Not that I would be participating, but talk to me about Chocolate Fantasia in Silver City. I know that this is a popular event.
Yeah, it is a really popular event. Who doesn't love chocolate?
So, and it's chocolate everywhere you go in Silver City this weekend.
Yeah, this year's Chocolate Fantasia event, the theme is travel through time. So different participating shops will be decorated in accordance with the theme. Okay. So that should make it kind of interesting.
And so there's an event map available, correct?
Yeah. There's
empty
a map.
Candy boxes?
Yeah. You can get an empty box for $2 so that you can use that to collect your chocolates. And the tasting tickets are $25 for 20 samples of different chocolate treats.
Okay, so check it out. Chocolate Fantasia in Silver City from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Let's talk about art. Bob Diven, the man, is very well known here in Las Cruces. When it comes to art, Bob Diven.
Yeah, I always see him around town at different cafes. So.
You can't get away from his art.
Yeah.
I pick up the Sunday paper and his weekly editorial cartoon is always in there.
Yeah. So he's very well known in the community, and he'll be having a solo exhibit called See You, See Me. And that is going to be at 6 p.m. Saturday. That's when the exhibit opens with an artist reception, but it will run through the end of March.
And it's at Four Points Perspective Gallery. That's at 3405 South Highway. It includes his realistic oil portraits of women, a collection of self-portraits, and life-size dimensional cartoons. Those are a trip. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen them. I was actually wondering what exactly those were.
It's like looking at a cartoon. Picture a cartoon just from your Sunday paper, and it's paper mache, and they're life size.
Oh, wow.
And so you have this cartoon standing right before you. It's a trip.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
I know I've seen them at different galleries around town. Talk to me about Mardi Gras, Cajun dinner, and live jazz this coming Tuesday. It is Mardi Gras time.
Yeah, that's going to be at the Spotted Dog Brewery, and they're hosting a Mardi Gras Cajun dinner and live jazz event. Meal tickets can be redeemed from 4 to 8 p.m., and they do advise that you buy tickets in advance.
Okay, the event features a special New Orleans-inspired three-course Cajun dinner menu. My mouth is watering. Live music and other menu items will be available. And it takes place from starting at 4 o'clock, right? And through the early evening at the Spotty Dog Brewery Mardi Gras Cajun Dinner and Live Jazz event this coming Tuesday. You know, when it comes to Mardi Gras, I'm from Houston, and it was such a big deal there being so close to New Orleans that must be a special treat to have something like this in Las Cruces. Valentine's Day dinners, where are they at?
So there's a lot of different dinners going on at different restaurants in town for Valentine's Day. Some of the restaurants offering Valentine's Day dinner specials include Salud de Mesilla, Double Eagle, Picacho Peak Brewing Company, Luna Rosa Winery and Pizzeria, Pecan Grill and Brewery, La Posta de Mesilla, and the Third Floor Bistro. And in addition to that, Hotel Encanto de las Cruces is also offering a special for Valentine's Day for couples who want to kind of spend a romantic night away from home for the evening.
Okay, go for it. For me, I'm making tacos for my wife.
Nice.
Yeah, what's more romantic than tacos? All right, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, have a great weekend.